For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Wendy C. Thomas is a journalist and occasional provocateur. Now the writer is working with the National Civil Rights Museum on MLK 50, a project that looks at some of the big issues facing Memphis 50 years after the death of Martin Luther King Jr. She wrote a recent feature in the Christian Science Monitor about our city's challenges with poverty, and she joins us now to talk about some of them. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
Wendy, there are still men working for the city's public works department who took part in the sanitation workers' strike 50 years ago. What does this anniversary year mean to them?
I think this anniversary for them is particularly momentous because they were the reason that King came to town. It was a labor issue that brought him here. And there were about five men who were working in 68 who were still on the job. And for them, conditions have improved in some measurable ways. They're a lot safer. It's a lot cleaner. But when you think about it in terms of economic justice, which is really what King was focused on, they still feel like we have a ways to go.
In 1968, the poverty rate for African Americans in Memphis was 60%. Today, it's 30%. Now, there's obviously two ways of looking at that figure. But what does that difference mean to you?
By any measure, living conditions and the poverty situation in Memphis has improved. Overall, for black Memphians, the poverty rate is 30%. But if you just look at black children, the poverty rate is nearly 50%. I think it speaks to our priorities as a community and what we choose to invest in.
It seems like there's a big grassroots effort now to improve economic conditions here. There's a lot of different strategies and theories and programs from education to community investment. What are some things that are working right now?
So I think there are a lot of efforts that are started in the last year in Memphis to try to address issues of poverty. You've got a faith-based effort called MICA.
And let me say, MICA is the Memphis Interfaith Coalition for Action and Hope.
Right, okay. Right. And they're using kind of organizing tactics, the idea of organizing churches to work to on public policy issues. There's another group called Slingshot that is looking at the return on investments in certain poverty-fighting initiatives. You've got another group called Light Memphis at the University of Memphis that wants to turn black and brown children into entrepreneurs. So this idea of creating business owners and not just workers. So I think there are a lot of people trying a lot of things. I think it's too early to say whether any of these particular efforts will take traction. I think if King were alive, one of the things he would want us to remember is that fighting poverty requires us to change processes and systems and institutions. Trying to change people and their individual behaviors is not enough.
Hmm. Wendy Thomas, given that there's a lot of opposition in our state and federal governments right now to certain, I guess we could call them liberal proposals, a $15 minimum wage being one of them, has that forced the movement to become more localized in its problem solving?
So we have a Republican-dominated legislature here in Tennessee, and they have actually written laws that usurp local government's authority, right? So Memphis, if it wanted to pass its own living wage ordinance, it can't because state law bars them from doing that. So it's really going to take a political movement that attacks state governments, and reform will have to come from that level down because right now Memphis's hands are tied.
Wendy C. Thomas is currently heading the MLK 50 Justice Through Journalism Initiative at mlk50.com. It's an ongoing conversation about our city's challenges with race and economic justice. Wendy, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
This is WKNO-FM. I'm Christopher Blank.